Okay, let's see. Nope, not time for me to shut up quite yet, so I can listen to Caroline. What's on your mind, Caroline?
Well, I was calling about you had talked to someone that had congested sinuses and said to take Mucolite Drainage Liquisense. So I called your, I called in and had that sent to me, and I had been using colloidal silver, spraying that up my nose for quite a while, and nothing was happening. And it says, for one thing, it says, take one full dropper up to two times per day. Try as I will, I cannot get the dropper to fill up. Do I take two of those? Do I squirt it twice in my mouth or to get a full dropper, or just what comes into the dropper?
No, ma'am, not just what comes into the dropper. You are quite correct. It should be the full dropper, and I'm sorry you got a defective dropper. But
oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, I've been doing it. I've been doubling up, tripling sometimes to get it all.
Very fortunately, it's homeopathic, and even quadrupling wouldn't hurt, but I'm not saying you should do that. I'm just saying it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't helped.
Oh, darn. It usually
does,
darn.
I talked to Tawny about that, and she asked her about a neti pot, and she thought that's a good idea to try, and the colloidal silver. Well, I've been doing that. And I have vertical ridges on my nails. Does that have anything to do with it?
It might, ma'am. Years ago, I learned from another one of our brilliant medical ancestors that when there's ridges in the nails, that person is deficient in one or more minerals. And so what I learned to do from that book was to ask people with obvious nail ridges to get a mineral analysis done on hair, because nobody does it on nails, I'm sorry, but they all do it on hair. And what's in the hair is a very good representation of what's in the whole body. And it's nearly every time. I wouldn't say it's 100%, but very close. People with ridges in the nails have at least one and sometimes several of the essential minerals that are simply well below the median. And we don't want to be very far below the median. So anyway, you might want to get that looked at.
Might that have anything to do with my constant frog in the throat?
Can't say, ma'am, because constant frog in the throat sounds as if it's coming from this congestion. And yes, your susceptibility to congestion might be coming from, as I mentioned to the lady a couple of callers ago, it might be coming from a thymus gland that's getting weak. And that thymus gland is, of course, the major orchestrator of the whole immune system. And if it's getting weak, our bodies can't get rid of such things as frogs in the throat and congestion and so forth as easy as they should.
How do I work on the thymus gland?
Well, let's see. There's a whole bunch of research on experimental animals who were, like me, getting old enough so their thymus glands were starting to literally deteriorate. In research language, that's called involution. I don't know why, but it just means deterioration. So they were starting to involute or deteriorate, and they had all those animals have extra zinc in their animal chow. And a lot of them, the deterioration just simply stopped right there. And some of them, the thymus glands actually got healthier, ma'am. So anyway, zinc is always a good idea if we happen to be particularly past 60 for helping the thymus, T-H-Y-M-U-S gland, get stronger. And then there's one other thing, ma'am. There's a company out there for whom I do not work and receive no money, nothing like that, but they're called Standard Process. Their products are on the shelf at nearly every health food store, the Tahoma dispensary, compounding pharmacies, the usual suspects. And they have a product called Thymex, T-H-Y-M-E-X. And what is that? It's ground up thymus from sheep and cattle raised in New Zealand. And why New Zealand? Because they allow no glyphosate. They allow no herbicides, pesticides, unless they're totally natural. And so they have minimum contamination. I didn't say none, because it's even been found that the penguins in Antarctica have contamination in their fat because of worldwide contamination, but fortunately it's only a teeny bit. Anyway, they have minimum contamination in their glandulars, and of course something that's made from a certain animal gland is going to have everything in it that a people gland needs. So if we digest it and get into us, it can get our thymuses stronger too. It's called Thymex.
Okay, I'll give that a try. I'm curious. You told one caller a little while back about oysters. Do you ever worry about the radiation that's in the ocean now?
Oh, dear. Fortunately, most of the oysters I know of come from the East Coast, and the radiation has mostly come over from Fukushima towards us. So I would ask, where did you get those oysters? And if they come from the East Coast, I wouldn't be quite as worried, no, but I would be slightly worried if they come from the West Coast.
Okay, you gave me something to work on. Thank you very much.
Okay, ma'am. Hope it works for you.